Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com.
I knew that.
Nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, fun seekers along across and around the fruited plain. Good morning. This is Open Phone Friday and Email Friday. And so if you're a first-time caller, you're going to have a chance to get in our little August drawing. Have a couple of half gallons of aloe vera from Stockton Aloe One. And also, what do we have? The other one is, one of these guys on sale right now. Pure Pollen Potency PPPP. Pure Potency Pollen, the four P's we call it, from Daniel Vitale. It's on sale right now, by the way, Pine 20. But you can win one if we draw your name out in early September as a first-time caller. And then second-time and third-time callers are highly encouraged. And fifth-time callers and 12th-time callers, we don't care. We just really like to talk to folks on this Friday show because it's more fun for me and for everybody else if we get to interact a bit. We get a lot of email action all the time. We have plenty of emails already. But, you know, the phone is kind of fun. So that's why we initiated the first-time caller prize package to encourage more of you to call up. A lot of people listen, but shy, and I get that. Well, it is August 14th, 2020, and just in case you're lost, this is planet Earth.
I know.
Yeah, I thought the same thing this morning. I just didn't see any of this in the fine print. Did you?
I
was actually probably flirting with the girl next to me in heaven when they brought that up, you know, what we were going to experience this lifetime. So, but just know from my opinion, and everything here is in my opinion this morning, totally my opinion, just from my observations, from my looking and seeing at the world and myself and how it all works. And so a lot of the spiritual stuff, the spiritual stuff is all of it really, is information that I've gleaned for the most part, probably 95% from just kind of looking and seeing. You know what I'm saying, Jelly Bean? Just looking and seeing and say, oh, well, that's how that works. And then just experience, right? Many of the spiritual ideas that we bring forth on Open Phone Friday are from this, most of them, as I said. Every now and then, it might be something that a person who I really trust in the field, a teacher or something out of a book, and then at that point I'll tell you, I've read this, and this comes from someone that I trust. Otherwise, it's everything that I've experienced. Now, it could be totally different from you, so just because, you know what I'm saying? You get that, right? So everybody's different, but kind of sort of think that the spiritual truth and the spiritual perspective is universal because we're all soul and we all have a body and we all have a mind and we're all landed in the same spot. And probably, I would argue, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, that we've all known each other before. Isn't that fun? Hi, remember me? Remember? Yeah. Pretty much. Just pretty much because it's karma, right? And we know from the way it works, it is that we don't experience anything. I know this is strange when you think about it. From my bus going down the street to somebody knocking on your door to meeting the person, your love of your life, to winning the lottery, to whatever, have an elephant sit on your house, to anything. nothing to seeing somebody at the post office and saying, I remember you. Not one experience is there by accident. Not one. Zero. It's all intermingled, all collected, all coming around. So everybody that you meet in this lifetime, you and I, even if it's virtually, I can assure you that at some point, somewhere in other lifetimes, we have crossed paths, and now we're coming again to check in and say, how you doing? I don't know how I got on that, but just remember that. So because of that, we did sign up for all of this, right? Yeah, we signed up. Not any specifics. However, one of my teachers did say years ago was something like, if soul knew exactly what it had to go through to reach God realization, in other words, win the gold medal at the Olympics and earn a spot, not have to come back here, and God realization is real and possible, and this lifetime, if they really knew, if you really laid out everything that they had to do, they wouldn't do it. You know? I don't think so. I'm going to sit this one out. Could I just do like 100 years on Pluto or something and be a cow farmer? I don't know. Whatever. Isn't it fascinating to know? And we know. Now, this I don't know from experience, but I know from people, again, who I trust their awareness and experiences. There are billions of souls everywhere. Just look up look up there. At night, go up there, kabillions. There's a lot of life out there. And I'm not just talking about your basic UFO flying over Sedona kind of E.T. Bashar life, but I mean just life. Spirit. Mojo. Life. The stars are alive and the planets are alive and all the stuff in between is alive and everybody's talking to each other and everybody's hanging out and everybody's doing their thing. And that thing is to know that they are God-like of God and figure out how they fit into everything. And then help out, if possible. That's my experience, and so it's kind of fun. It's the idea that people talk about in like the Buddhist tradition and some of the other yogic traditions is to do everything in the name of God, and which is pretty cool when you think about it, and it's something that you could try and do regardless of what your image or opinion or spiritual perspective. It really matters not. Because at the end of the day, it is what it is. You know, the truth is, and it doesn't matter what you or I believe the truth is, it just is. And the more we become aware of how it is, the more we are aware of God, and that's just how it works. So it's probably just best for all of us to not have much of any opinions about God and what it is or what it isn't, even though we all do, and just look and see. Just look and see. Now, there's a lot to that looking and seeing. Actually, I'm going to do a screenplay. I already charted it out over a few years called Look and See. It's going to be a good one. So here it is, Open Phone Friday, and I would like to talk to you. Now, 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. For those of you in Portland, I'll go slower, 888-663-6386. I give Portland such a hard time, and I used to give Portland a hard time before it became Portland, you know? I would kid at them a lot. Because it's so lefty. I mean, you just got to love Portland. I don't know if you've ever been there. It's just like crazy. It's like so socialist. And they're great. They were great people. They're hippies. And they have all these coffee shops and bookshops and health food stores and yoga places. And you know, they're just all in la la la. And it's great. They're, you know, trust me. It's a very beautiful place. It was. It's fun. And if you can, you know, deal with the socialist political views, and we all can. We're probably all being challenged to do that, so we don't fight with these people. It's a great spot. Other than, you know, people are still in the streets burning stuff, and God knows what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. It's the sad part. Well, yeah, let's go out there, man. Let's do a little looting and stuff like that, and why not? So, whatever. 888-663-6386. That's the phone number. And so come aboard. Tell me about your life. Tell me about your experience. Have you been sheltering in place? Have you? No? I put a thing on Facebook yesterday. Oh, here we go. There you go. Well, good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Patrick?
This is Patrick. Who's this?
This is Ellen.
Ellen. And where do you live, Ellen?
In Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara. I remember kind of, sort of, that's in the genre of L.A., right? In that area, north?
About 80 to 100 miles north.
Of L.A.,
yeah.
You all kind of live in a fairyland there, too, don't you? Kind of fun and beautiful, and it's always nice?
Sort of. It has some weird aspects, but it's very pleasant in a lot of ways.
Yeah, yeah.
I was calling because a couple of weeks ago, you mentioned that it seemed to you like the thinking of people was so polarized that you thought that the world might eventually sort of split into two dimensions, where the people of the, you know, two completely different mindsets would each exist in the separate dimension. And I thought that was such an intriguing idea. I wanted to ask you to talk about that a little bit more.
Sure. Yeah. We can talk about that. Go ahead. Partly because
It seems to me like the only way out, it's, for a long time, I felt like the only way out of what seems to be coming is to escape to a different dimension. And, you know, a lot of people have had experiences of other dimensional type experiences, but but to be able to sort of move to another dimension, I don't know how to do it, but...
Well, let's talk about that, because that's really fun. And for me, it's really my whole work, you know, with the book and everything. So, the coolest part of this is that when you say you don't know how to do it, consider that everybody is doing it right now.
Good point.
Right? Everybody is doing it right now. So, Ellen, you are literally, if you could look at it from 400 miles above the earth and see Ellen's dimension, your state of consciousness, that actually is totally separate, independent from everybody else's, all the kabillions of souls everywhere. Yours is unique and your own and your creation. Mm-hmm. So you are in another dimension right now. And every time we think about another person or another place, or a thing, COVID, whatever, right? And we think about it, and we believe that it is real, and we want to enter into that dimension. We enter into that dimension when we believe it's real.
Mm-hmm. So we're creating our reality. We're
totally.
I keep forgetting about that.
Absolutely. So I would encourage you to, you know, to think about this, what you are doing, which is really cool. Most people don't. And to write about it. And to put little index cards. And 2, 3, 4 times a day, say, I want to think more about that. How is that possible? Does that really work like that? Because if you just have a kind of like on a mental level, it's great. But then, you know, 5 minutes later, you and I are off somewhere else in La La Land, and we're in another dimension, right?
That's right.
Right, and so we're there. And so I spend my whole life being very careful of where I put my attention. But it's not anything wee-woo. It's not anything difficult.
Yeah.
You don't have to really buy a lot of books. You don't have to go to any seminars. They may help, you know. Mm-hmm. But what I'm telling you here is absolutely, I believe, the truth. I know it is. I can't prove it, but I don't care. I know that's how it works. And if you think about it, then you can have so much fun with it, because we then can see and take it, spread it out to see how every ailment, every bit of pain or disease or whatever is our creation because of not believing that we're connected to God, and we feel separate, right? And and we don't trust God, and we worry, and we do all these things which are total an illusion. But when we worry about something, we're in that state of consciousness, right? So we've expanded our consciousness to worry. So that's part of Ellen or Patrick, and then that's in the body, also at the same time. So soul and mind and body. Or is that just one cool thing? And our body is expressing our state of consciousness in every moment. So I've talked a lot here. So give me a little feedback for what I said, and let's talk about it. So it might be helpful.
Okay. I like that a lot. It does seem, I mean, it's very doable, for one thing, you know. And let's see, one other thing that seems to sort of fit with that is that you have, you and Adam have talked several times about how to be invisible, and that seems to be sort of really related to this kind of thing also.
Yes, and, that's right. Because
I'm not quite sure how, but it feels that. I mean, I kind of know how, but
so tell me what you say.
Really,
you
don't understand. I mean, again, it's like a question of how to do it. But you're right. It sounds like, you know, in some ways you're saying it's like baby steps. Might be another way to put it, instead of, because it's an overwhelming task if you just think of it as, well, you know, how do I do that? And it seems so impossible, but you're right. If you kind of really break it down to, like you said, writing something on an index card and just thinking about it, focusing on it during the day, that seems very doable.
And here's something that's fun. On the invisible thing, there's absolutely nothing that you have to do extra, extraordinary, secrets, other than what I've just said. Do you know why?
No.
Because as you are in your reality, Right, Ellen's, and Patrick's in his. Most people stay locked in their own reality.
Yeah.
Right? And when they stay locked in their own reality, just the way it is, you know, they don't see you because they're in that reality. They literally don't see you. And you are invisible to them. So it's not like we have to do some magical things with our cells and make it invisible like the yoga. That's all nonsense. Huh. Nonsense. We don't just sit there and say, I want to be invisible, I want to be invisible. No. You become invisible because everybody else, they don't see you. They're into their own thing, their own reality. Uh-huh. So we have all these little dimensions. But I do think, I believe, that there's going to be a time in our country, I may be wrong, this is just theory, that there's going to be a whole group of people, like kabillions or millions in this country, that kind of are on the same frequency,
mm-hmm.
wavelength, belief system, you know, vaccines, germ theory, whatever, homeschooling, government, you know, kind of where we could all sit around and just kind of have fun, right? Just be, and be, have a good time speaking with people. Just because, you know, and I think that that could form a whole larger state of consciousness, even though we'd all retain our own, that people would kind of gather and maybe even separate physically, maybe even have two United States some days.
Hmm.
You know, it's possible.
What was the last thing you said?
That there might be two United States someday.
Yeah, after that?
Well, it could be. I mean, you know, 10 years from now, you know, all these people start to, somebody says you can see Doodle. See Doodle? She's sleeping. See her back?
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite hear what you said.
That's okay. I was talking about, somebody just emailed, said I can see Doodle sleeping behind you. She's back there. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, so I, you know,
what
will happen, in my opinion, is that as more and more people become comfortable in their reality, right, and realize that this is the way it works, and it's really happening pretty big time, right, all over,
mm-hmm.
right? People like you are saying, whoa, what's going on here, right?
Yeah,
right?
And that the only way out is through on the energetic level, not on just the physical level.
Well, we did a show with Joel Skousen. Did you hear that show?
Bill who?
Joel Skousen.
Oh, I probably did.
Yeah, it might be a good show to listen to. Now, I don't necessarily buy into this whole idea that maybe Russia and China are going to do a nuclear exchange on military bases. I don't really think that's going to happen, but it could. But anyway, he talks about different places. So physically, as you change your state of consciousness, and Patrick does, and everybody listening does, we may gravitate to other places,
mm-hmm.
right? We may gravitate towards maybe outside the city or to a more non-socialist place if we don't like the socialist agenda. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, and I think eventually a lot of souls are going to be finding themselves in places because they've all moved there physically, because they energetically, right, energetically they needed to change spiritually, and they all kind of began to find the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Much like it does now. I mean, you know, people, like-minded people, farmers, ranchers, Second Amendment people, hunters, you know, that kind of thing will gravitate towards whatever, obviously, you know, Montana, North Dakota, you know, places like that. Because
that'll make people too vulnerable if they all gather in one place, unfortunately.
Well, I don't think so, because they actually will make them stronger. my opinion, because let's say you have...
Ordinarily it would, but
ordinarily,
I think...
But if you, if people are changing their consciousness, and say you have 30, 40 million people that are just kind of into freedom and leave me alone, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to take your stuff, you don't take mine, we're good. I don't care what you think. That kind of a, you know, the way the country was kind of built on, you know, a constitutional republic, not a democracy, mm-hmm. not majority rules. As if you would gather in an area of the country, 3, 4, 5 states, and people just gathered there over the next 3, 4, 5 years, that you would create a bubble and a state of consciousness that grew and was stronger and would mm-hmm. be very difficult to penetrate. Nobody would even try because they wouldn't even see you.
What was that last thing you
They
said?
Wouldn't even see you. They wouldn't even try.
Oh, good point. I see.
See, especially if the people in the bubble are not aggressive and are fighting with the other people, just leave them alone.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of all of this. Black Lives Matter, leave them alone. They're killing each other. I mean, it's not our business. It's just not our business.
Interesting. I like that.
Yeah, I like that. How do you spend most of your day? And do you still work and stuff? Or are you kind of on your own?
I don't really want to talk about myself.
Okay, that's all right.
Yeah. But anyway, I really appreciate your ideas and your show. And I really also appreciate, Adam, I love listening to Adam. He was saying, he was giving that story about the frogs. For swimming, you know, the experiment where they put frogs in water and made them swim until they couldn't swim anymore, and how if they lifted out one frog, it made the other frog keep swimming so much longer because he had hope. And I've heard Adam say that twice now, but the last time he said it, it just was, I finally just kind of got it. And in a lot of ways, your show is offering that hope for the rest of us, and you keep on such an even keel and keep, you know, presenting this really creative stuff. And I really appreciate it. I'm sure a lot of other people do, too.
Oh.
So thank you so much.
Well, we feel very blessed to be able to do this and talk, and because everybody likes to express their opinions and talk about their work and what they're passionate about and make a living at it. So we are so blessed to be here. So. Yeah, we're grateful, very grateful that you like what we're doing, and just let us know.
Yeah, and thanks to Sharon, too. I know she does, you know,
lots.
A lot of the stuff to make
lots.
The show possible.
Lots.
I appreciate her a lot, yeah.
She holds this thing together for me. She's my guiding light.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay, well, thanks a lot. I'm going to go now, so
okay.
Thanks. So much for your ideas.
Are you a first-timer caller?
Yes.
Would you send me an email, please? Just patrick@oneradionetwork.com, an email, and tell me that you called and you're a first-time caller, and we'll put you on our little drawing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Maybe you win something. I mean,
yeah.
You know,
that'd be nice.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, sweetie. Take care.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Whoa. So here is our phone number. You too can be on the first time caller list. Patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Are we still doing the multi blend sale? Let me look. Sharon's got all this stuff. Yeah. Yeah. You see a little picture here if you're watching on Facebook on YouTube. Or on our front page. If you're listening on audio now on One Radio Network with the play button, if you like to do the video thing just for fun, a little diversion, you can still just listen and do your housework. You can just click on the front page there. You'll see it under Open Phone Friday. Not that looking at me for 2 or 3 hours is exciting, but hey. Save 35% on multi-blend. I'm glad they did. Hello, I'm glad. Well, I'm glad they did this one, because this is actually the best one. Actually, the best one to get first is Mostis, because it's the multi-blend. It's got, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's only organic lab certified bacteria species that are naturally found in the human body. Does not contain bacteria obtained from soil microbes. There's a lot of soil-based microorganisms out there, and Wayne never liked those. He always made a great argument against those and said, no, don't do those SBOs, soil-based organisms. Not himself. Now, these are just for human species. That would be you and moi. So it's on sale. Use promo code SAVE35. Save 35. Here's Dr. Ulrey about living streams.
Dr. Richard Ulrey, authority on minerals, talks about gut bacteria, making the vitamins, and absorbing the minerals, how it all works.
We need vitamins from our gut bacteria so we can absorb minerals, and then minerals provide a resonant frequency. And those minerals carry these frequencies into the body, and multiple minerals will give you a frequency that allows all of our proteins to have individual distinct frequencies, giving that three-dimensional structure. This is where Wayne's products, Living Stream, and that's the only primary products I carry. When you do a stool test and it says you don't have any bifidobacteria, well, if you don't have any bifidobacteria, you're not going to absorb certain minerals. If you don't have any lactobacillus, you're not going to absorb certain minerals.
Here's an idea of a couple of the living streams you can take for what we're talking about here. The Bifido, Living Streams Multi-Blend, and the Living Minerals. So you're getting the minerals, the Bifido, and the lactobacillus. And these special probiotics and minerals are all in human DNA form, and they are living alive. In our store on OneRadioNetwork.com.
I think I may be Shen Blossom's, one of Shen Blossom's biggest customers. Oh my goodness. You know, between Daniel Vitalis's Pine Pollen Elk Velvet Antler and the Shaga and the Rishi Dara that I get sometimes, to Shen Blossom's things, man, I mean, this is what my counter is full of. And I've been trying so many different things from Shen Blossom that I'm just so excited about. He has a little thing here that is just crazy. It's called, let me click on it so I get the full name, Aka Hinoki Blood Purifier Detoxification. He says it's a potent blood purifier that supports total body detox. And Chinese medicine, they use tree resin. It's not the same as sap, which is more watery and does not have the thick, tacky consistency of resin. Resin, which is sometimes also called pitch, tree pitch, is a natural secretion that trees produce as they age that protects the tree, get this, against infections and pests. Aka Hinoki is a combination of tree resins, I'm reading from the website, that act as a potent blood purifier. It detoxifies the blood, glands, and tissues of the body more powerfully than any of our other formulas to date. Now, it's just a little bottle, but you do just a few drops. Immune boosting, blood sugar support, total body strength, nitric oxide protection. You start with one drop a day, and you maybe work up to 3, 4, 5 drops. The ingredients, hinoki resin, oh, I want some of that, red and black matu resin, and frankincense, 5 milliliters. Not to be taken by pregnant women or women looking to become pregnant, because it detoxifies the body, and we don't want to detoxify while the little baby is in there, which is why, if I can go off track for a second, why they like ladies to always get the measles when they're kids, because the measles is a detoxification process. So it's dangerous if ladies get the measles when they are pregnant, because it detoxifies the body. Does that make sense? Well, it should, because it's true. Which is just another reason why it's silly to try to prevent the measles from the kids with a vaccine, because they need to get them. But may I digress again and back to the blood purifier. First time I did 2 drops. And about 10 minutes after I took this, I felt like I was getting the flu. Not bad, but you could feel it. You know, you get that little feeling, that little... And it's just a detox thing. Lasted for about half an hour, 45 minutes, and went away. The next day, I was going to do 2 drops again, and I kind of didn't pay attention, and I did 3 drops. And boy, I felt it even more detoxification for about an hour. This stuff is powerful. So that's just one of the many products. Look at the ginseng. Look at the adapt mushrooms for immune. Look at the pearl for your face. See that pearl again? He's got pearl in a liquid for your face. You're going to add that to your pearl serum. Protect the little throat spray thing. My goodness. Shaga Rishi has that as well. Ginseng. Hishi Wu. Whoa. Crazy good stuff. All in Myron Glass from Brandon Amelani, Shen Blossom, on OneRadioNetwork.com.
We talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com.
Indeed we do, and we talk about you on Open Phone Friday, if I can put myself up. Hi. Can you see Doodle behind me? She's sleeping. I do. She likes it up here because we have air conditioner up here. Not a lot. But it's been only going down to about 80 degrees at night. Like 80. It's like, whoa. So downstairs, there's no air conditioning. So we open up all the windows at night, and it doesn't do much because it only goes down to 80, and then we close them in the morning. So it's pretty warm downstairs. You know, you walk around half naked, what does it matter? But up here with the equipment and doing the show, you can probably hear this portable air conditioner we have in the background. Hope it's not too distracting, but it's just pretty much got to run it during the show now. For the first few months, June and July, we could just turn it off and it would be good, you know, for 2 or 3 hours, because straw bale house, you see the walls, see those walls next to the window there? It's hard to know. Okay. Right there. See this where my finger is? That's concrete. Concrete. And then here below, see that white? That's all concrete. Straw bales. So there's straw bales behind the concrete. It's pure white concrete. It's beautiful. Over almost 25 years ago. So it's very thick. You know, the walls are about this. Can't even see it on camera. Walls are about this thick. It's so weird trying to do something on a camera because it's opposite. No, forget it. But walls are thick. So... Make you crazy, man. Woo. Which hand is what, right? Woo. Woo. The walls are about thicker than a straw bale lying on his side. And then with 2 or 3 coats of stucco or concrete. So the R value is pretty huge. So generally, even in July and June and July, you can cool it off to about 80 degrees in here. Turn it off, the air conditioner. It just goes out the window, one of those Home Depot guys, and stays good enough. But now it's like, I think it's been getting up to about 100 degrees the last few days, or the last week. Global warming, you know.
Oh, Sharon says, I've really been enjoying her multi-blend. Cool. Really, you could feel it? Feel it working? Yeah, I don't think she's ever tried it before. She doesn't take a lot of stuff. She's not like moi. She's a real purist. And but she said, it's on sale. I think I'll try it. So, good. I'm glad. And that's really interesting because if I know Sharon, and I know her pretty well, she's probably just doing a few drops, which I should probably start doing too. More is not always better, Patrick, but that's a thing I'm learning this lifetime. A lot of Scorpios like myself, we come in this lifetime with the idea that what's worth doing is worth overdoing, and pretty much not true. So, come on in. What's going on? Chop, chop. 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. Here is from Don. We purchased an aqua cure a few months ago, utilizing your promo code. Thank you. I have a question regarding the frequency setting. The unit comes at 432, which is, I think, the Schumann resonance. They got a little thing here. You can check the frequencies. Have you tried or used anything other than George? And I thought about, it might help to entrain the biofield to this frequency and thus be a benefit. You know, I just really haven't messed with it much. It wouldn't be on there if it didn't work in some capacity. We'll get George back on pretty soon. He needs to be back on. And we have a lot of questions. But I'm not sure. But yeah, dink around with it. You can just Google it and find different frequencies. And these are the right frequencies. And you can put in something specific and breathe the gas and drink the water. And who knows? I just don't have enough personal information. I leave mine on 432. I like the 432 music. I like to play that at night in the dining room, and so it's just in the background. They have these YouTube videos with really beautiful 432 sleep things, and pretty fun. 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. Here's an emailer that wants to this is good. Yeah, this is from Kevin. I look forward to you having Mr. Shedlock on. This was a fellow where his internet went out. Yeah, we liked him. We're going to do it. I have not considered seeing it the way he did with about the diversity. Yeah, he had a very interesting idea about diversity, and I really agree with the whole diversity thing. To encapsulate what we were talking about is this idea that the socialists, you know, you got to love them. God love them. And I do. A lot of socialist friends, I love them. Their soul, they're my brothers and sisters. But somehow, this idea that they have that everybody should be equal, right? And really, it's just a misguided paradigm. We are all soul. We are all equal as spiritual beings, as lights of God, but we all come in with different karma. We come in with different skills. We come in this lifetime with different work ethic, with different experiences to get, blah, blah. People come in with yellow skin, black skin, white skin. We've all been Negro, Chinese, in my opinion. We've all been them all a kabillion times. So if some black people say, you don't really get what I'm going through, I do. But they've also created the black skin, and I've created the white skin. Doesn't mean, you know, it's okay. Doesn't mean that they have to be at any disadvantage. It's just a different color. That's it. Now, as you notice, all of the socialist, globalist media, everybody from CNN, NPR, Time, Newsweek, all of them, including Fox, all of them, they do everything they can
to keep pointing out this whole black-white thing. They are really, I don't want to call people names, but they're the racists. They are the people who are racist. They are the people who think there's a difference between a black person and a white person. If they didn't think there were a difference, why do they talk about it so much? And then the socialists, they want to have so many black people in this class, so many black people at a football team, or so many black directors, so many black awards at the Academy Awards, so many black rodeo riders, because they want it to be more diverse. Would you just leave that to God? If people with black skin want to ride a rodeo, well, they'll do it. Nothing's stopping them. If a person with a black skin wants to write a screenplay that's an Academy Award, do it. Nothing's stopping them. If there's people in Hollywood that don't want to hire a black person as a director, well, then they're the racist and just go somewhere else. Why would you want to direct a movie that this person is producing? Why would you want to direct a movie that for some racist? Some guy with some girl, some racist technology? Just let it alone. But I mean, I like to listen to NPR when I'm driving sometimes because it's so bonkers. It's really entertaining. Every chance they get, without exception, they want to point out black and white, male and female, and studies and talk to people who are black, and this is what they're experiencing, talking to women who've been held down in the marketplace. And they are, you know, I don't like to call people names, but I will. They're very racist. They don't get it. Or they do get it, and they just want to divide everybody more because they're globalist and conquer and divide. It's terrible. Well, I tell you what, if I was president, man, I'd be taking that 350 million, 400 million, I don't know what the United States people give public broadcasting each year, but it's a lot. I'd be taking that off the table tomorrow. Executive order. Over. It's just not right. Why should we, the people, be paying for this kind of... And they've been like that forever. There's nothing new. This is Organic Paul. Nice shirt. Gap? Yep. That's right. Gap's got some pretty cool clothes. Or, you know, cotton. It's not organic. Cotton. And, man, Gap's got stuff at 40%, 50% off right now. And if you say the right magic word, you don't need a mask at the Gap. Did you know that? I went to the Gap. Lady there at the table. Whoa, you got to wear a mask. I said, you know, I got this condition. And this is how I said it. I got this condition. They don't want me to wear a mask. And she said, I've never heard that. Wait a minute. I said, I'm going to go get my supervisor. So I stood there. She went and got the boss. He comes walking out with his helpers, two bosses. They get about 5 feet away from me. And he said, what's the problem? I said, no problem. I just have this condition and they don't want me to wear it. Oh, he said, come on. No problem. So you can be a ninja, maskless person at Gap. Yeah, they got like 50%. I'm going to get some more. 50% off. I mean, the shirt was like $12 or something. It's pretty. Nice shirt. Here's Veronica from Yuzu Magazine, wants to do a blog on our network. Do you know how many of these emails I get every day? Somebody wanting to do a blog on our show, on our 10. I mean, seriously. And they all do the same thing. I don't respond to them. I don't. And then 3 or 4 days later, they said, well, you know, maybe you didn't see my first one. I ignore that one.
And then 3 or 4 days later, because it's all this formula that somebody taught him to do, well, this is my last chance. If I don't read them, you know, just look. Because you don't even want to get into their reality, because then you're in whatever they're selling. Speaking of that, this is fun, and this follows along, Ellen, with what we were talking about. By the way, Triple 8-663-6386 email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. patrick@oneradionetwork.com, but better yet, 888-663-6386. If you dial that right now, you'll be on worldwide. And as long as you don't say poop, you can say whatever you want. So I went and did the full Monty blood test yesterday morning, a la Morley Robbins, that we're going to talk about this morning. So if you like Morley, if you like this show, you have some questions, or you want to, you know, good stuff. So on the way back from doing the blood test, Doodle and I stopped at a place called Central Market. Central Market is the gourmet headquarters or stores that HEB owns. And HEB is the one here in Dripping Springs where I'm so invisible. I keep telling you this, it's crazy. But I'll get to the HEB thing, because you do become invisible. No doubt about it. Anyway, so Morley has been talking about this whole copper thing. And I think there's really something to it while I got the test that we're going to talk about this morning. Copper gets down regulated because of so much iron in the body, which is why people like even David Wolf, not that that matters, but 10 years ago talked about it's a good idea to give blood a couple times a year to get rid of the iron. And, you know, they used to do bloodletting. Have you ever seen the old movies of King Henry and you were sick and bloodletting? That's what they were doing, getting rid of the iron. Women get rid of the iron when they menstruate, which is why they probably live longer than men. I just made that up, but sounded pretty good, didn't it? They do. Generally. But when I get married, when I find the right girl, I'll make a deal with her if she's concerned about my revolutions. Because I want to have babies, so it's going to be she's going to have a younger revolution. Maybe two. Anyway, I'll just make a deal with her. Okay, I guarantee you that I can outlive you, so I'm not going to go anywhere on you. Shouldn't really do that, karma notwithstanding, you know. You could always get hit by a flying car. Whoops. Anyway, just kidding. So where was I? Oh, so Molly's been talking about copper. And I digress so much, don't I? So a good copper food, of course, liver is the number one, beef liver. Got some of those at the farmer's market a couple days ago. And I'm going to start doing that every week. A lot of copper. And if you listen to Marley Robbins' show, which we had, what was it, Wednesday? Tuesday? Tuesday. He goes through the whole thing. Very, very good information. I'm going to talk about why I think it is. I have a lot to talk about this morning. I better move along here. Another one is mushrooms. A lot of copper. So I talk about HEB, Central Market is this gourmet place, and they got all kinds of mushrooms, like 20 different kinds. It's a gourmet kind of place. So I thought, yeah, man, I'm going to go in there,
get me some mushrooms. So Doodle stays in the car with the air conditioner on, and I go into Central Market. Now, I've not been in Central Market to do the whole I have a condition thing, and I was kind of getting ready to go home. I fasted, and I was real hungry, and I hadn't quite got my orange juice yet from the hippie food store, so I just didn't feel like doing the condition thing, you know. I don't know what. So it was I got into the Matrix, pulled out a little cloth mask, put that puppy on. I just said, I'm going to run in, get my mushrooms. I'm out the door. What do I care? I just didn't. That was my mistake, as I'll tell you. Not a mistake, but this is where I entered the Matrix. So I get in there, and I put the mask underneath my nose because I'm not going to. So I buy my little mushrooms. Nobody says anything, of course. I get to the checkout line. There's this lady. She's all masked up, really hardcore. And I'm at the end of the checkout line putting my little mushrooms on the conveyor belt. Water. And she says, oh, you have to put your mask over your nose. I said, no, I have this condition. No, you got to. And I just ripped it off. I wasn't going to argue with her. I just took it off. She didn't say a word. She said, well, I'm not messing with this dude. Check me out. So what's the moral of the story there? Does anybody know? You know. If you know, call and tell everybody. We'll go back to see what the lesson was in a second. I'll write down lesson. Email or call. What was the lesson there for Patrick and for all of us? 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. Do you know? You know the answer? Okay, first one, I got it. First one to give the correct answer, it's got to be correct, is going to also go into our drawing for pine pollen and aloe for August. First one gets the correct answer, or email or phone, has got to be correct, not close. What was the lesson there for Patrick with the Central Market? Why did I have that experience? See, we don't, every experience that we have for a reason. Wait a minute, what? Every experience we have for a reason. How's that possible? Well, why else would we have the experience? The only reason we're even here is to learn that we don't belong here permanently. So every moment of our life, Spirit is showing us that, well, this place is strange, or this place is cool, but I want something better every moment. That's not negative. This is just the way it is. It's set up to be a schoolroom. It's set up to be a class, like going to college, a college class. It's called Planet Earth, Planet Earth 101. You don't need your mask. You just pay attention. You pay attention, as Buddha said, three most important things in life. He said, pay attention, and pay attention. Because when we pay attention without saying, well, that's good, that's bad, that's like, whoa, just pay attention. Don't analyze it. And we do this from a perspective of neutrality, soul, the middle ground, the middle path, as spiritual paths have talked about. Then we can see how it works. Whoa, that's interesting. You do this, you do that, and boom. Whoop, do that, whoop. Maybe I better not do that. It's called life experience. So, the masking story at HEB where I ripped it off and, you know. What was the lesson there for Patrick? The post office. I've been going to the post office. I just went the other day to mail out the first really
proper draft of my screenplay called The President, The Real World of Money. Thank you, Andrew Goss. Pretty good. I think it has a lot of promise. I'm sure it needs some work, but many years in the making. I'm talking crazy. Probably 10 years. Can you imagine? Now, I wasn't working on it all that time. I mean, I was in a way. I was working on my life to working to the point where I could do it and learning about it and going to, you know, class and reading and thinking about it. But about 10 years. When I first had the idea, I didn't have the idea. The idea came to me. That's where ideas come from, is God. The idea came to me, wow, why not, you know, I know all this stuff about the banking and how it works because of my 20 years at that point, or 15 years with Andrew Goss. I really understand how this stuff works. I think it'd be cool to have a movie about what Andrew always dreamt about. Just have a president take over the private Federal Reserve Bank. Take him over. Now, it takes him a long while to get there, and it's a love story. And it's pretty good. And that's what this screenplay is about. Anyway, so I go to the post office, and I've been mailing some out to friends. In screenwriting guru land, they suggest that it's a good idea to get a good, readable draft. You know, it may take you years to get there, or whatever, 6 months, or who knows how long, it doesn't matter. Once you have something you feel confident about sending to friends, find 10 friends or so. Excuse me. Wow. Find 10 friends or so and send it up. Without anything more than, why don't you read this and let me know what you think. And they'll tell you. Which is good. It'll be good to get a different perspectives. Hopefully people will say things like, I was, you know, I liked it, but this kind of thing, this part I didn't get, or this character I didn't like so much, whatever. It's all useful information. Doesn't mean you're going to go out and change something just because one person said, but, you know, with 10 people, you might get some interesting feedback, and it's important because it's very easy to get close, too close. Marketplace lesson, haste makes waste. No, it does, but that's not it. But it's kind of part of it in a sense because it's all connected, but nope. Think in terms of COVID. And think in terms of realities. I'll give you some clues. Think in terms of the Matrix. So I've been going to the post office and mailing some things, and they've got these huge signs. Do not enter. Mask required. You know, in red. Big picture of a mask. Government place, right? I just go in there without a mask. Nobody's ever said one thing. Am I invisible? Okay. Morley Robbins. God love Morley. It was so funny. I don't even know how we reconnected with him. I think it was maybe 10 years. He's kind of the magnesium man. What a nice guy. And just, so I wanted to get into the idea of, well, why would I go and do this test after just spending a couple of hours with him? And why did I really resonate? You know, I think it's important for for me, and perhaps for you, to really, when we have people on and you read stories on this website, is to know the source, kind of get idea of where people are coming from, what their motives might be, and then really dig in and kind of look at what their arguments are. You know, look and see how logical and how they present it, where get to the point where it actually, whoa, you know, that makes sense. And he talked about this whole thing, how we've all gotten so much lead into our bodies over the year. And I suspect, I didn't bring it up, but I would suspect that for those of us who have been around when we had leaded gas, right? I mean, the fumes. I never even mentioned that to Marley. But that just came to mind. Certainly when I was in high school, gas was a quarter. Can you imagine? A silver quarter. I'm going to digress a minute. That's right. When I was in high school, gas was a quarter. You could take that silver quarter in 1962, which was silver at the time, silver, not copper, not like they are now, and buy a gallon of gas. Or a pack of Lucky Strikes for 20 cents and get a nickel back. Or a Hershey bar for a nickel. Or one of those small Cokes. The good ones, you know, that really tasted like Coke. We used to get those puppies for a nickel in the machine. They were real. I mean, they had real cane sugar. No, not high fructose corn syrup. And I think they also had a little cocaine in them. Coke. Anyway. You know, today you could take a silver quarter. Today. And buy a gallon of gas, $2.50. Just like you could 60 years ago. That's a hint. And you could buy those pre-1964 dimes, quarters, halves, silver dollars today from Fred Dashevsky, uscoincapital.com, uscoincapital, CAPITOL.com. Triple eight four six eight two six four six. And you can buy pre-64 dimes, quarters, and halves, and silver dollars at a premium because they're pure silver, 90%. And put those in your underwear drawer. And who knows where silver is going to go? We think it's on the move. Let's look at the price today. It's had a pretty good month, but I tell you what. Gold's about 1946 an ounce, 1946, a little flat right now. So I suspect silver will be flat too. Silver's down a little bit today, but it stands at 26.85 an ounce. I don't know how many ounces are in a quarter. You can check that out and you can see what your quarter is worth. But you can buy a gallon of gas today. Okay. Well, I think I got off track. Where was I before the quarter? Gas station. I lost my place, but never mind. Morley. Let it gas. See? Came back. So yeah, so back there was let it gas. And I'm sure I don't know when they changed the let it gas thing. You could Google it. But I'm sure we got some. So the idea, Morley says, and then they start putting lead in the food, I think in the 50s, because some people got this bright idea. I was looking for Doodle. Oh, she just moved her head. Some people got the bright idea that we needed more iron. Sorry. I got iron and lead confused. But lead screws up the iron thing, too. That's how I got off track a second. Yeah, lead is different from iron. Duh. They are both heavy and they're both duh. But yeah, sorry, I got off track there. So iron. The Beaker Boys came to Congress right in the 50s or so and said, we really need more iron. And this, I can remember when I was in high school, they used to sell Geritol. Wow. And you know what it was for? Iron deficiency anemia. Seriously. Man, if I was really on my game, I could find a Geritol commercial and play for it. Maybe I can during the break. Seriously, Geritol. Iron deficiency anemia. That's right. They start selling the idea that we are low on iron back in the 50s. And that's when they, the boys, Doug and Mel, right, went to Congress and convinced them that we really should start adding iron to our food. And they start putting it in all flour products. Pastas and crackers and cookies, everything enriched with iron, right? And then they came back, I think Marley said, in about 80 or 90, and said, yeah, we need more iron. And they wanted to increase it by 50%. And somehow, somebody at the CDC or USDA or whoever makes these decisions said, well, let's just increase it by 50. So they kicked it up a notch. So Marley has a lot of research behind this. He just didn't come on there and just say this. I mean, he laid out, boom, 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 papers and peer-reviewed studies. And man, he's really well-researched. He's got a clear mind for this stuff. And he really laid out a case like an attorney would and sure sold me that this excess iron causes a copper deficiency, which causes oxygen to rust our cells, rust the iron, which is oxidation. And oxidation is the number one cause of disease, as people have been saying on this show, George Wiseman, Levy, Small Storm, Ray Pete, stuff. Oxidation, it's big. Which is why the hydrogen machine is the bomb, because it's the number one antioxidant on the planet, hydrogen. So Morley says this is really why one of the reasons why we age is because we're rusting with all this iron and it mixes with the oxygen. And because copper then will deplete iron out of the body, so that's why he recommends eating more high copper foods, which are nuts. We do nuts in the morning, right? Beef liver, mushrooms. If Adam's listening, maybe you have some more high copper foods, Adams. Do you have ever done a blog on that? How Robert's doing on the AquaCure machine. If you're out there, Robert, they want to know. This guy says he's great. He says something like, I really appreciate how Robert is so, as you say, anal sphincter about these things and asks these really questions that frustrate you sometimes. He does. That's okay. That's his job. And I love him, though. He's great. Yeah, he says, enjoying the shows. Eager to hear back from Robert in Houston about his experience with the AcriCure. I seem to appreciate his detailed thoughts on using products, and he seems to ask questions similar to what I would ask. So you see, Robert is not asking too many questions. I mean, this is the kind of, that's why he's there, because he's really geeky about this kind of stuff. Yeah, I think we can do this commercial. Let me see if I can figure it out. I didn't edit it, so we're just going to rock and roll. Let me put it up here. Yeah.